What's the meaning of dreams? Insight into our subconscious to help us process our emotions and organize our memories. Some people believe that dreams are the realm between ours and the spirit world, that dreams can predict the future. Some studies have shown that dreams can be shared between people. Lucid dreaming is when your conscious self controls the dream and can be super fun. But what if while you're lucid dreaming, someone else enters your dream and takes control? Then it becomes a nightmare. And what if your nightmare becomes a recurring nightmare that happens almost every night?
Welcome, everyone, to the Weird World Podcast. That's Carrie.
And that's Dean.
All right, hey, let's do that for now. Just introduce each other. That seems more fun. Carrie teased about lucid dream, but much worse, about lucid dreaming that's beyond your control. That's scary. That sounds like a
Freddy
Stephen
Kruger.
King novel or something like that. It is Freddy. Is that Freddy Krueger?
I think so, isn't it?
Am
isn't
I going
Nightmare
to?
On Elm Street?
Am never I the only one who hasn't seen Nightmare
no,
on Elm Street?
No, because I've never seen it either.
Never seen Nightmare on Elm Street. No, the basic idea that invades your dreams and kills you and can kill you in your dreams. If you get killed in your dreams, blah, blah, blah. You get killed in real life. Johnny Depp was killed. But I don't know if they were doing lucid dreaming or not.
I don't either.
No.
This isn't really about Freddy Krueger.
Oh, damn it. But, it's kind of open. It was.
Anyway, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
What's the purpose of dreams? Memory consolidation.
You already told us.
Prepare you for real life conflict. All mammals dream. Did you know that?
No.
Pretty apparently has something to do with the amygdala. And so
really?
If an animal has an amygdala.
Do we see their eyes moving back and forth rapidly?
Dream. That's not what signifies whether or not you're dreaming.
Damn it.
So all mammals dream. And when they dream, they go through various scenarios. This is not mammals, just animals.
Okay. I believe dolphins and bonobos. I'm not sure about all mammals. You're going to have to prove that to me. I'm sorry. Shrews dream.
Yes.
Opossums dream. Do you know how dumb opossums are? Opossums, when they see a car coming at them with headlights, they stop and hiss at it. That thing dreams.
Birds dream.
Birds are dinosaurs.
Fish dream. I don't know how they know this.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll have to go further into that dream research.
Okay.
But anyway, when animals dream, they're going through various scenarios and how they're going to deal with it in real life. Like the very common dream, everybody dreams of being chased.
That's
true.
We
see dogs, looks like they're running in their sleep.
Also flying and falling.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
And a lot of sex.
During,
I thought dreams were just, you said, what are dreams for? I thought dreams were just to have nighttime erections, but am I wrong? Is that not?
You're wrong.
Okay.
Also problem solving. Sometimes you go to bed pondering a serious issue in your life and you wake up with an answer.
Do you really?
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Never happened to me.
Never, not once. No, seriously. It has never happened.
No, it's never happened to me.
Okay.
During sleep, parts of our brains go inactive. And this is a good thing.
Yes.
The prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for logic and your sense of self and stuff like that, that part goes inactive. So that means when you're dreaming, that's why all these crazy things happen, because lots of times, don't you feel like you're not even really you in your dream?
For sure. Or, and, you know, your house isn't your house, mm-hmm. and you're not acting like you'd normally act, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. That's
because the rational part is not involved.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So the irrational part of the brain, which
yes.
is 90% in some places.
And so your brain is free to make up all sorts of things, but also to creatively search for solutions to your problems, which is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I need that part of my brain to start working.
Why do they think they know that? Because again, are we abnormal?
I don't know.
Huh? Are we abnormal?
No, I don't think so.
I'm feeling a little bit abnormal right now.
Well, because also the fact is you don't remember most of your dreams.
No,
so
you don't. But
we may have come up with some great solutions to all kinds of problems, but we just don't remember.
World of cancer.
Right?
Cancer. Damn it. I was right there.
One thing said, like, birds even sing. They practice singing in their sleep. Interesting,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
So just also kind of real quickly, because it's very interesting, the stages of sleep. The first one is light sleep. And that's when you're still technically awake. You're getting ready to fall asleep, like daydreaming. Mm-hmm. If you're daydreaming, that's this first stage of light sleep. Stage two, you're less aware of your surroundings. And this is when you're just about asleep. Your heart rate goes down, your body temperature drops, and your brain waves slow down. Mm. And then it's in stage three and four where your brain produces delta waves. And this is the part of your sleep when your body and your brain do self-maintenance. So like when they say, like, have you heard, like, when you're sleeping, your brain, it basically cleans out all of the junky stuff that gets
in
there. I
was going to ask you about that, because you were saying at the tease anyway, all the different reasons we dream. I was going to ask you about exactly what you just said now. So I've heard that it's sort of a mind cleanse, a brain cleanse.
Well, that's
cleanse.
What you sleep. Not,
oh, that's just not sleeping, dreaming. Not dreaming?
Yeah, that's sleeping.
Okay.
And then the REM stage, that means rapid eye movement, that stage starts about 90 minutes after you fall asleep. And this, you can dream in any, all of these stages.
I was just going to say that too, because I've had dreams where I know I've been asleep for just a couple of minutes. And REM sleep takes a while.
Yes.
90 minutes.
Okay. And the dreams that you have in REM stage are way more vivid and intense. And did you know most dreams are negative?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know.
So this
that.
Is also where you're going to be having your nightmares and the worst nightmares.
Is a common dream one where you're trying to accomplish something. It could be anything, the most mundane thing in the world, and hurdle after hurdle after hurdle is thrown in your way, increasingly ludicrous, and you're never able to accomplish that thing or get that thing.
Huh.
Have you ever heard that? I have those dreams all the time. Somebody, Freud would make something to that, I'm sure, but Freud was full of shit. So, but still, that is for me, that's a recurring, at least a motif of dream. I know I've heard that people fly a lot in the dreams. I don't know if I've
Oh my God, I've had the best flying dreams.
Flying dreams? You do flying dreams?
And like recently. And like when I wake up, I really believe I can fly.
That could be scary, especially if you're on a roof.
Because it's not me jumping off of things I'm literally on the ground.
Okay.
And
that's good.
I just all of a sudden like
so worst case scenario, you open your arms and jump up a few inches and fall back down and you're safe. That's good.
Yes.
Don't do this if we don't have a balcony. That's good.
It's a very cool dream. Okay. It's a good one.
Are you going to do anything about interpretation of dreams on this?
Right now I'm going to talk about some universal dreams and what they, you know, the common wisdom is what they mean.
Yeah.
The most common dream is of being chased.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. And that is just because that's like a primal fear of every animal. The next one is falling.
Okay, yeah.
And that's when you're feeling out of control.
Is that what that is?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Dreaming of floods, giant waves, tsunamis, that kind of stuff. That's when you're feeling overwhelmed.
I don't think I've certainly been overwhelmed. I don't think I've ever had that kind of dream.
I don't think
though.
I have either.
Have you ever had a dream about losing teeth? I've heard that's super common.
Next one, teeth falling out.
Oh my God.
That's feeling insecure about your appearance, fear of aging or declining health.
Huh.
Yeah.
Fear of declining health, not necessarily declining health. Although then again, all of these things are, I don't know, a little suspect or at least a little, the interpretations are open to interpretation.
Yes, of course. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Being
naked in public. I don't know if I've ever.
I've never had that.
I can't think of one, but
I've never had that, but you hear about it all the time.
You do.
But vulnerability.
Yeah.
Here's like if you've been lying lately, it's the fear of being exposed. That
being
kind
naked
of thing.
In public is so okay.
The fear of being exposed for something. It doesn't have to be lying, but you know that's just an example.
So
maybe you've done something bad.
So every night Trump dreams about being naked in public.
I hope so.
I imagine.
I mean, he must. I wonder if he's orange.
I don't think he sleeps long enough to get to the REM stage.
This is my big one that I still have, and it's been decades. Being unprepared for school, late for an exam, and being lost.
Everybody's had.
Oh my God.
For sure. All the time. Well, not all the time.
Even at this late stage in my life, for some reason, I've got to go back to high school.
Really?
And it's final exam time, and I haven't been there for most of this. It's just the dumbest thing ever. And it's always dark. I don't know why.
The classroom is?
The everything. The school, the
That makes
sky.
It creepier. I like that idea.
It's just weird.
That is sort of that'd be a good like movie, but it's not. It's like a horror movie, but about like your scariest dreams, but in a horror setting.
Yeah,
something's dark and creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cut that out because I want to write that up.
Well, this signifies life's uncertainties. You may be at a crossroads in your life. You have to make a big decision, something like that.
That sounds a little tarot cardish to me. Yeah, I don't know if I buy that.
I can't say.
See, a lot of these are. It's just how do you know? I know they're questioning people who've had these dreams and they're trying to get at the root cause. I get it.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I don't know. And at some point though, they become sort of regimented that's the correct interpretation. So people, especially people who understand that I've heard about those interpretations, like flying is, you know, or I'm sorry, falling is what was it? What'd you say falling was again?
Feeling out of control.
Feeling out of control. It makes sense. Being chased is just that primal fear. Mm-hmm. I mean, they might be right, but I don't know.
I know. Who knows? I think possibly if it fits in your life, yes. If it doesn't, like flying is like freedom and liberation and empowerment. Like maybe you've just left an abusive relationship or you got a great new job or
you
graduated from high school or college or,
Anyone argue that there's just random stuff your mind is making up while the rational part of your mind is being cleansed or relaxing and rejuvenating? Because that, so most of my dreams seem completely random.
Mine too.
Just stuff. And sometimes they feel like, whatever's making you dream has to just keep piling on. It's like, okay, you're still asleep. Okay, what else happens next? And they just throw that out there. It goes from random thing to random thing to random thing. It seems completely disjointed, just like you're going from the next dumb thing because your REM cycle's not over yet.
Yeah.
So how about just it's all random? Dream researchers would be a little bit loath to argue that because it kind of, it diminishes what they're doing. So.
And it's interesting because the reason why I even started doing this is because I was starting to do research for a podcast topic about the science of dreaming. And all of these questions you're asking me, I would have researched because I would have been looking into dream research and studies.
But you got sidetracked into scary lucid dreaming.
I got sidetracked because I decided I was going to start using our rowing machine again one day.
That's weird. Okay.
And we have a rowing machine that has a big screen and it has Netflix and Prime Video and all the, Hulu and stuff on it. So while I was rowing, I watched a movie because it just popped up for some reason. I think it was on Max.
A peek behind the curtain to Carrie's research methods.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the movie was from 2023 starring Nicolas Cage. The name of the movie was Dream Scenario.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
And he's only in big, major motion pictures these days.
But it was in the theaters. Okay.
Really?
In 2023, yes. And he was playing this mild-mannered college professor. So here's the description of the movie from Rotten Tomatoes. Hapless family man Paul Matthews, Nicolas Cage, finds his life turned upside down when millions of strangers suddenly start seeing him in their dreams. But when his nighttime appearances take a nightmarish turn, Paul is forced to navigate his newfound stardom in this wickedly entertaining comedy.
Comedy? It didn't seem like you seem skeptical.
Yeah, because I've seen it.
It's not a comedy.
From writer-director Christopher Borgli, who also wrote Sick of Myself, never heard of it, and producer Ari Aster. I don't know producers, so you have. Mm-hmm. Well, it has 91% on the tomato meter.
Not bad.
And 68% audience score.
Okay, that's interesting. That means critics liked it more than audiences does, which means it's probably a fairly smart movie.
I did not even chuckle once.
Wow.
It made me uncomfortable.
I wonder if that's because audiences were, marketed as a comedy and it's not funny. And so they're disappointed. It's shocking how often movies are mismarketed like that.
It was other places I saw, like it was a dark comedy. Well, it was dark, but I mean, the only thing comedic was maybe the way Nicolas Cage was.
That's just
acting,
Nick being Nick. But when he says kapah, that's in almost every movie, I believe.
But yeah, no, I, to be honest, I don't recommend the movie, but so the premise is that people start seeing him in their dreams. And I don't know if you remember, I think it was probably on a dog walk or something. I told you
about this. You started to, I thought you stopped though.
Oh, did I stop?
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay. Maybe I did. So Carrie sees this movie and
now audience Carrie is now speaking of herself in the third person. It's getting scary. Go ahead.
And then I still in the back of my mind am thinking about doing this Science of Dreams podcast. Mm-hmm. Nothing like this movie though.
Okay. We're doing a whole historiography.
Yes. Of this, how this podcast came about. Then I happened upon a story very similar to that movie.
Is this whole podcast about how you came about this to this podcast?
Yes.
And part two is going to be the actual podcast?
Where this scenario from dream scenario apparently really happened in real life.
So was it like ripped from, you know, was that inspired?
I don't know.
Okay. I would guess.
I didn't read that anywhere when I looked up, you know, up for like information about this movie.
A lot of screenplays.
But I'm sure it must have.
Tested, you know.
Because once I tell you what this thing that happened.
This real thing.
So in 2006,
A
woman named Jeannie, she lived in New York City. She, of course, because I think everybody in New York City has a psychiatrist. She was telling her...
I don't know if that's a shot fired or just an acknowledgement.
Absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's a good thing.
It seemed a little... Okay.
People in New York City are more enlightened than the rest of us.
Got it. You rescued that well. If it was a shot fired, that was a good job. Okay.
You know, everybody knows my...
Your pro mental health on,
of therapy. Sure, yes. Sure. Everybody should do it.
Okay.
Except for me. So she was telling her psychiatrist about her dreams. They were always different, but there was like she wasn't having really a recurring dream because the dreams were always different, but there was always the same man in her dreams, somebody she doesn't know in real life. Mm. And she said most of the time he'd just stand there silently. He never talked to her. Or he didn't talk to her, but every now and then he would say something. And it was like he knew about her life. He knew stuff that she was going through. So he'd say something encouraging. He'd tell her everything was going to be okay. And he was her friend, stuff like that. So she
creepier if he'd never talked to her at all.
I know. Okay. It was a little bit disconcerting just because who is this man and why does he keep showing up in my dreams? And
some people would say, oh, that's my past life husband or something like that.
Yeah. So her psychiatrist said, you know, can you draw a quick sketch of the man? Mm-hmm. And
it was Nicolas Cage.
Because
damn it,
sometimes confronting your nightmares could help you make it stop. Mm-hmm. So draw the man. Oh. We'll talk about him. And then maybe it'll help so he won't keep appearing in your dreams. So she does this. She draws a man. He has a round face, short dark hair, kind of a receding hairline, like thick, almost unibrow-ish eyebrows, and a small nose and like thin lips, but it's like his mouth is kind of wide. And so she did this, and then she gave the sketch to her doctor. The doctor, after she gives it to him, you know, like, time's up. We'll talk about it next week. So
here's the picture and 50 minutes. Good night. See you next week.
So he just, you know, like puts the sketch on his desk and kind of forgets about it. And then about a week later, another patient is in his office, sees the drawing on his desk.
No way.
And says, where did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Where did it come from? And the doctor obviously can't tell him. No. Jeannie sketched it for me.
And she's having crazy dreams. She's a patient of mine.
So the doctor basically can't tell him, just says, oh, it's just, you know, this sketch. And says, why do you ask? That patient says, that man in that sketch has been in my dreams. And like a recurring dream I have. He comes to my dreams and he tells me that he's my friend and that I need to come with him.
Oh, now that's okay. Does he have a windowless van? Ask the sensible questions here. Wait, this whole thing was to confront. He wanted her to draw the picture to confront this dream.
Mm-hmm.
Did he also have her jump up a high building to confront her dreams of falling?
Nope.
Okay. I'm just checking his methods. So this second guy also is, now I'm just going to play quick devil's advocate. I believe that. I believe this happened the way you're saying it happened. But an alternative is that, you know, he's messing with him. He saw the picture first and then said, okay.
Even if he did, that'd be very coincidental.
That'd be an amazing coincidence. Yes, that's true.
So I doubt he would waste his therapy
he's the kind
time
of patient
with
who
his.
Fucks with his therapist. I don't know.
So the dog, again, they were at the end of this guy's session.
Yeah.
So
okay. Now at this point, he's timing these things out.
So the psychiatrist just said, oh, okay, don't worry about it, but we'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
So now the doctor's intrigued. Like, this is interesting. Yeah. I have two patients dreaming about this same man. And it's not like it's just like this very generic picture, like the real thick eyebrows and the little nose and the thin lips. Huh. It doesn't look like, it's not
it
like a
like?
D.B. Cooper kind
have
of picture.
Have you seen the picture?
Yeah.
Does he look like anybody we know or any celebrity? Just for the audience.
Not really, but we will talk about resemblances later as we get further.
It doesn't look like Nicolas Cage that we've established.
No, not at all like Nicolas Cage. But so he thought this was interesting. So he scanned it and then he emailed it to about a dozen colleagues, different psychologists and psychiatrists that he knows.
I know where this is going.
Like within 2 minutes, he started getting phone calls.
No way. this guy's in everyone's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
So he started getting contacted by dozens of other doctors telling him their patients were also dreaming of the same man that his two patients were. Same types of dreams. Yeah. The guy is almost always silent, just being there and or telling them to go somewhere. So everybody said the dreams weren't really scary, but the dreamers were starting to say they're terrified that his appearance, just the fact that he keeps showing up is kind of creepy. Yeah. After about a week, he had documented 80 people who reported having dreams about this man, and they start referring to him as this man.
This man. That's the worst clever name. I'd say we got to have something that we're like the dream intruder.
Dream man.
That's not good.
No.
Mr. Dreamy.
Huh? Yeah.
Mr. Dream?
He's
Mr.
not dreamy.
We're just.
So
we can think of something better than this man. Because you know what? Anything's better than this man.
Well, it's already done, Dean.
No, I'm changing it.
So then he gets an email from a doctor in Berlin who includes a link to a website called thisman.org.
No. What?
So he clicks on the link.
Are you sure it's not thisman.org? Dr. Jonathan Thisman, he has his own website. He's very famous.
Well, this website, thisman.org, has a picture of the same man. And at the top, it says, ever dream this man?
Okay, well.
Every night throughout the world, hundreds of people dream of this face. Now I'm going to show you.
Okay, nice. Which you can see, there's an element of potential contagion here.
Yep, hang on.
So Carrie is going to turn around her laptop and show me the picture of this man, which means I'll be polluted and I'll now have dreams about this man's face, but go ahead and pollute me.
Okay, here he is.
That is terrifying because he is a creepy looking dude. He looks a little bit like a shaved orangutan. If you can imagine that, listeners. We've seen a hairline, but you're right. He has the face is almost not even just round. It's almost wider than it is top to bottom, which is a weird shape for a face. It's not quite, but its proportions are out of whack.
Yeah.
And he does have this thick eyebrows. I apologize if that's you and you're a listener, but that's a creepy picture.
Well, the website now, back then, I think it claimed to have somewhere like around 2,000 reports from people all over the world. Now it has over 8,000.
That makes perfect sense.
Reports of people who claim to have dreamed of this man. No one knows who he is in their real life. And no one has ever been identified as the man. And that's kind of the purpose of the website.
We need to get AI facial recognition on this and see if they can find this guy anywhere in the billions and billions and billions of images that they have access to. Yeah, seriously.
I know. Well, the website says it's to help those who have seen this man in their dreams and to foster communication among them and to understand who this man is and why he appears in an apparently patternless array of situations in the dreams of such diverse human subjects. And, you know, when the doctor first identified his two patients and then, you know, he kept getting calls from other doctors, you know, they would talk about where these patients live, what kind of jobs they do, where, you know, do they go to school? And there was no common thread.
Okay.
They couldn't, there was no way to connect these patients. Like, oh yeah, they've seen this is a janitor at their office building.
And
you know,
janitors always look at the same websites.
Something
sure,
like that.
Sure.
So
makes perfect sense. Have they ever described his voice?
Yes. And for most people, he doesn't talk, but for the people that does, it's across the board different. Some people say he has a very soft spoken voice.
Yeah.
Some, you know, a very high pitched voice, some very low pitched.
That's interesting because I would expect that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I expect because the image is, you can have access to the image even unknowingly, but you're not going to have access to a voice from a picture, of course.
Some people say it's a scary voice, like, you know, how it sounds like there's voices layered over, many voices layered over each other.
He looks like the voice would be kind of a creepy voice, he looks like a Renfield, master. Kind of a voice. That's my imagination of his voice. People going, you know, and so if I dreamed about him, and I'm probably going to tonight, I will probably have him speak in that kind of way if he speaks at all.
Well, so that sketch that I showed you is the one published on the website. Mm-hmm. And it's based on a lot of the reports that it got. And there's actually a downloadable flyer for people that says, have you dreamed this man or something like that? So that people can post it in their cities asking for help in identifying the man.
This could be a huge, just a social experiment to make people dream about this person. It's all made up except if, and the inducement is to see how many people can dream about this face.
Well, here's some theories from the website. First one is
thisman.org.
Uh-huh. Archetype theory. This is according to Jung's psychoanalytic theory.
First of all, Jung was full of shit. Second of all, he is not an archetype in any way, shape, or form. He's an archetype of nothing. He looks so weird and uncommon.
Well, this says it's an archetypal image belonging to the collective unconscious that can surface in times of hardship.
Utter nonsense.
Yeah. The religious theory, like, you know, he's an image of a religious figure like God or, Jesus.
Could
or
not
like that.
Look less like God or Jesus. First of all, God.
Well,
has,
nobody knows what God or Jesus
God
looks
obviously
like.
Obviously, is sort of, he's got a white robe. He's got a big, long, white beard. Jesus, obviously, is blonde haired, blue eyed. Jesus, I mean, we all know that. It's a fact. He was from that part of the world where they all have blonde hair and blue eyes. Don't argue with them. And so I'm going to say 0 for 2 on the religious part.
If you're a religious person, you might ascribe some sort of religious reason to him, this man coming in your dreams, whether he's God or Jesus or not.
But he sounds like he does nothing. He says nothing religious.
But no, but if he's telling you go north or follow me or.
That's a little vague.
Yeah. Well, he does say things like that to people.
Okay. Well, I'm not buying. I'm waiting for a better theory. Give me.
Dream imitation theory.
Go on. I'm listening now.
And this is one, like, basically when you're exposed to something, you start seeing it in your dreams. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, if I stumbled upon this website and I see this picture and I read that, this man is showing up in people's dreams, I might dream about him.
Yeah.
So
how it got started is intriguing.
I see a flyer on the street. Have you dreamed about this man? I might dream about this man. I don't think I would, but there's probably a lot of people who do.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to. And I'm okay with it. He looks a little bit like a gnomish monk. I could see him in a monk's outfit. I forgot the word for cowl. No,
yeah.
I could see him in a monk's outfit. He looks like a Spanish monk from he was like in the Inquisition, but more of a clerical role. He didn't do the actual torturing.
Yeah.
I've got a backstory for him.
He seems small to me.
He does.
Like a skinny little short guy.
No, see, he's skinny. I don't know. I not chubby, but just a small 5'4". You know, he's a small little monk. He's got the robe.
Yeah.
You know, he brings the torture devices to the torture, but he doesn't use them himself. That's what I feel like.
Okay. And then there's the dream surfer theory.
Dream surfer?
Yes.
I love that too.
Or as I call it, the CIA did it theory.
Oh.
You know about the Stargate Project.
Kind of.
Might be another podcast topic for another time. But
I'm listening again.
This started in 1991. The CIA, Stargate was a larger project, but one portion of it.
Stargate was a portal to other worlds. We all know that.
Sure. From the movie, but I don't know about I don't know the large Stargate. I don't know the whole Stargate project, but part of it had something to do with lucid dreaming and to see if they could have somebody communicate with somebody else who was dreaming and put thoughts or images into their mind.
Yes, actually I do. I mean, there was decades of, you know, the men who stare at goats and things like that, of trying to tap into people's various types of psychic powers. And that was one of them. I vaguely heard of that because I have looked a lot into the ESP test that the government did and the DOD did, but not so much in the Stargate specifically.
So some people who believe this theory might be it. Some people think that it's like, can we see a roster of all the people who participated in the Stargate project, lucid dreaming project? Well, no, you can't because it's CIA.
But you did say that there was no obvious connection between all these different people. It's, you know, if you think about it, like, were they in places where the CIA was potentially recruiting subjects or something like that? I don't know. Were geographically
But why would the lucid dreamer in the Stargate Project pick these people to go into their dreams? Did it go wrong? Did something go wrong in that project? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you know,
and he is actually now a non-corporeal uh-huh. creature, person out there who is able to jump into people's dreams, but he's not a real person because he was imagined into existence by these lucid dreamers in this Stargate project. Am I right? Or am I just making that up?
I think you're just making that up.
I am just making that up, but I love it. I think it's great. Let's do it.
So
let's assume it's true. Just say it.
So some people think, you know, if we found the man in this Stargate project, he's going to look like this. Other people think, no.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
This is just how he appears in dreams. It doesn't have any connection to how he looks in real life.
If you're saying it was purposeful and these lucid dreamers were putting this image into various people's heads, they must have had an idea of what that image looked like and what that person they're trying to insert.
They must have because, if that was the truth of this.
And they would probably want to have someone who looked unique. Looked a little strange. Didn't look like super normal, yes. super typical.
Yeah.
And like if you draw a picture, draw a man, people would draw a face. So it's probably pretty similar across a lot of places. That's not the face they're going to draw. No one would draw that face.
No.
If you just said draw a face, no one draws the face that you showed me.
Yeah.
It's haunting me, Gary. It's already haunting me. It's going to continue to haunt me.
So in 2015, so that, you know, this website is still up and people, you know, keep posting their dreams to it and everything.
Yeah.
In 2015, a writer at Vice Magazine got wind of this and they wrote an article on the Ever Dream This Man website and they found the guy who started it and they interviewed him. I think he's Italian.
Did I not say? So the Mediterranean, Carrie. Yeah. I said he's Spanish. He does look Italian to me.
His name is Andrea Natella.
Wait, they found the guy?
Who started the website?
Oh, okay. I thought they found the person whose picture is. Never mind.
No,
I
misunderstood
you. And his name is Nutella, so he's named after a delicious hazelnut-based spread.
I think it's N-A, not N-U.
Close enough.
But anyway, he said he dreamed of this man for the first time in 2008, mm-hmm. so a little bit after Jeannie and the New York people,
okay.
and that the man had actually told him to create the website to try to discover his identity.
Oh, so
does he not know who he is?
Yeah, so someone who's lost their memory entered an Italian guy's dreams to find out who he is. Seems like a strange method to go about doing that. You could like talk to the police, maybe start a website on your own, something like that. But you know what? To each his own.
Uh-huh. So Andrea used like facial composite software, you know, like the Identisketch stuff, like what I think now.
This was in 2008? Or 2015. You said 2015 is
2015 is the article.
Okay.
Oh, he said he started dreaming about him in 2008. It doesn't say what year he actually started the website. So I don't know when he started the website.
Okay. Well, not too long after that.
So he used this composite software to make the sketch of the man in his dreams.
Okay.
He says they get thousands of letters every month. He said like about a third of them are about who they think the man looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the most common associations, and this is totally what I would think.
Spanish monk.
From another place from Twin Peaks. That's why I think he's little.
Oh, that guy? You know what?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He's the little person.
Who talks backwards. Yeah.
He does look a little bit like that.
He does.
Not perfectly, but a little bit.
Uh-huh. Also, the president of Egypt, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
I'm not off the top of my head know what LCC looks like, but I bet
it's the bushy eyebrow, okay. You know, it's the thick eyebrows. Some people say Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber does look a little gnomish. That's true.
You know what? I've never seen a picture of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I've seen him on some, I don't know, news or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, he's.
I'll have to look him up. Stephen Hawking?
No.
Not really.
No,
I don't think
not
so.
Not at all. Stephen Hawking's face is way thinner. It doesn't look like Stephen Hawking at all.
Yeah. And isn't Stephen Hawking, doesn't he have like light hair and stuff? I don't.
Well, he's dead, but.
Well, yeah, but.
Yeah, yeah.
The Twilight Zone dummy. I don't know who that is.
In the episode where the dummy has his life of its own and talks back to the ventriloquist and actually turns out something like that. Is that the episode they're talking
about? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. A little bit if I'm thinking about what that thing looked like.
I don't know.
Hmm.
And then there's a certain number of people who think they are, that it's them.
Of course there is.
So what was the guy's name again? Natella. Andrea Natella. He said there's...
Now I'm kind of hungry for Natella.
He talks about two categories of dreams. I'm going to add one to it, but he said the first one is like he's friendly. He's just there. He might be staring at the dreamer, but he's also helpful. He, you know, whatever.
That's what mainly what you've described so far, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But there are the nightmare, this man, where he scares people, he chases them, he kidnaps them, and sometimes he kills them.
Whoa.
In their dream.
That's not good.
There was one dream where it was a little girl said that he slit her throat.
Ew. How little?
I don't, like 10, something like that.
I wonder, until you said that about the little girl, I was going to say that might be more the dreamer than the dream being, you know, the people who have the bad dreams about it are, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So they're controlling their own dream. They've got this person in the dream that they've heard about or whatever. And
yeah, I don't know.
That's a 10-year-old girl heard about this guy.
I know. Hmm. And then I don't know why Andrea Nutella didn't tell the Vice interviewer, but there's also the romantic dream category.
What?
People would have romantic dreams about him.
Look, he's a little sexy, sure. I mean, I'll give you that.
Which I find gross. And there was part of this in the Nicolas Cage movie.
Really?
And it was really gross.
But you got to see Nicolas Cage have sex.
I'm not going to ruin it for anybody. Okay. But it's a scene on a couch, and it's very uncomfortable. Okay. So here's a quote. I fell in love with him from the very first time I saw him in my dream. Even though if I think about it, I must admit he's really ugly. And yet each and every time he sweeps me off my feet with his romantic gestures and sweet words. Hmm. He buys me flowers, jewelry. He takes me out to dinner or to the beach to watch the sunset.
Okay. Wow. Those are all stereotypes. He, I mean, you are starting to get into the territory of people now are putting their spin on this.
Yeah. You
know, so again, it's more the dreamer, not the dream thing.
Yeah.
Dream creature.
And then there's some of the mysterious things that the man does, like telling people to go north, or he tells people, follow me if you want to survive.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
here's some little snippets of some dreams. This is a guy, or I'm assuming, I don't know, from Atlanta, Georgia. I was in my room and I heard muffled screams coming from my parents' room. I heard things being dragged in the hallway outside my room and my door slowly started to open. There was this man walking into my room while dragging both my parents behind him.
Whoa.
He slowly propped them up on the wall, both staring at me. He wrote something in blood on my wall and stared back at me. It was too dark for me to see it, so I slowed my breathing and tried to pretend I was asleep. After a while, my eyes slowly adjusted to the darkness, and I could see the writing on the wall. It said, I know you're awake.
This is the best nightmare ever. That's a phenomenal nightmare.
That's
for
horrible.
Sure a creepypasta
I know.
Story. No question that never happened, but it's well told.
Here's one. It's a guy from Australia, and he's 17 when he's writing this, and he says he started dreaming of this man when he was 7. So he's been having the dream for 10 years, and his is the exact same dream on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay.
they're not nice dreams. He's laying in his bed, and the man is wearing a cowboy hat, leaning over him and making strange noises. And he said it's like he's growling at him.
Yeah.
And that he has a gold pendant and like molded into the gold on the pendant, it says go north.
So I mean, now we're into the phase of this where it's just people doing, like I said, creepypasta with this writing in saying this happened to me. 99,000 out of the number above that by one are fiction, for sure.
He says he doesn't like it. Every morning he cries when he wakes up after having it. And he thinks this man is giving him hormonal problems.
Ooh, okay.
And he said when he saw the picture on the website, he started crying.
Okay, this guy has other issues. I find the initial, you know, the psychiatrist talking to one another and finding out they had patients who had this dream. That to me is much more interesting than this phase of it, where it's just people writing in. I mean, just, you know, people discover this website and they write in. Of course they do.
Well, this person from Utah said the man pulled him close to him. He was running, and when the man is there wherever he's running, he puts his hand out to stop him from running and then pulls him close to him. And he says, on April 9th, 2021, go north. It's the only way to survive.
Mm. Did he go north on April 9th, 2021? I hope he did.
Know.
It was the only way to survive. Or did he not and die? Or did he and die, or did he not and live? There's a lot of possibilities here.
One woman said she was so freaked out about having this dream because he was attacking her that she had to seek therapy, and she got put on trazodone so that she could sleep. Mm. So, but he was also telling her to go north.
Hmm. He's really in the north.
Yeah.
Are all these people on different latitudes?
Is yes, in Australia? All over. They're all over the
place. So they always have to go north.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Andrea says he found evidence of people dreaming of somebody like this man going back 30 years. So he is wondering, is he a time traveler? Mm. Is he somebody stuck between dimensions or something like that?
He's trying to get people to help him by telling them to go north, or sometimes having sex with them, or sometimes scaring the shit out of them and killing their parents.
So this Vice article was published, I think it was like December of 2015. Mm-hmm. And then about 10 hours after they published the first article, they published a second article. Mm. You want to hear the headline of that one?
I do.
Ugh, we just got hoaxed.
Oh, no way.
The real story about the this man dream face.
Did Nicolas Cage get hoaxed too?
Here's the first paragraph. This sort of thing is encouragingly rare. We run a story. It turns out to be something that was denounced. I think they mean debunked. Yeah, but in 2009 and could be easily verified as fake with a single Google.
So they're admitting they didn't a single Google. Okay.
A few people call us dickheads and the editorial team drown in their own tears. Sometimes we mess up.
They owned it. That's good.
So then in this article, they say who Andrea Nutella really is.
A hoaxer.
He's an advertising person specializing in guerrilla marketing.
Okay.
He wanted to see if he could create an urban legend online.
And he did.
He did. People found the website and then printed the sketch out and posted it in countries all around the world. And he lists a ton of countries where people were posting the flyer. And on the website, he has them in a bunch of different languages.
You know, it's funny,
for people to print and post.
It's funny you say this because I was purposely not saying the obvious, which is this is all bullshit.
Oh,
from the beginning, because I want to just rain on it right away and let's see where this goes. But yes, I mean I know that I can say that now, but I swear to God I'm not lying. That one of my first thoughts is did this the first thing.
Well, you did say something like a social experiment trying to see if people could.
Yeah, you're right. Which is exactly what it is.
Yeah,
but I mean. From the get-go,
yeah,
complete bullshit.
Yes,
which I guess that's what it is.
And the website is up. People are still posting to it. You can see a lot of them are clearly fake. A lot of people are just being dickheads on the internet.
Yeah,
and some seem like people are really posting that they're dreaming of this man. They don't know that it's fake because nowhere on the website does it say.
I will bet you plenty of people are dreaming about this man. In all honesty, now that they've been exposed, so it goes back to that dream contagion, whatever you called it.
Yep,
theory. Being the correct one.
Yeah. To the extent that people are really having this dream, I think that's what it is.
Were the archetype people and the religious people, theory people, they were tricked by this hoax as well because they were presenting these things as actual theories about what's going on, or is that from the website?
That's from the website.
Oh, okay, so it was just fakey.
Yeah,
okay.
He has a page for theories.
It's way better if it was real experts, dream experts say, I think I have some ideas about this amazing phenomenon.
And those things are written weirdly, so which makes sense because I don't think he's a native English speaker. But
Google Translate.
Exactly. And I mean, there's one that has the word, I don't think I even talked about the category at all because I didn't understand what it was trying to say. I mean, it had words in it that aren't words. So I don't know. There's also a Facebook page dedicated to it. It has 49,000 followers.
How many believe it's real? I wonder. And how many are in on the joke? I wonder on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'll bet you there's plenty of people who are absolutely.
But there are, I don't know about the Facebook page, if it was the Facebook page or the actual website, but I mean, there are people who as of today are posting their dreams.
Is there anyone listening right now that's just absolutely saw this idea, saw that Carrie's going to do it on the description of this episode and said, I can't wait to learn more about that. I'm dreaming about this guy. And now they're either pissed or maybe they think you're lying right now, or they're just devastated that these dreams have not been true. Tell us your experience.
And also now, Dean, that you have seen this man and our listeners, I'm assuming you've gone to thisman.org. I'm assuming you've gone to thisman.org.
Or you've seen it on our social media.
Yep. And now we'll see if he appears in your dreams.
Yes. I fully expect it. I remember very, very, very few of my dreams. I basically remember my dreams if I wake up in the middle of them.
Yeah.
So hopefully I will wake in the middle of dreaming about this guy, and he will probably be a Spanish Inquisition torturer's helper.
Okay.
I kind of established that already. Okay. In my own head.
Well, if it is, that'll be way more interesting than the dreams that we told ourselves that we had last night.
Yeah. Because I can remember mine.
Oh.
Yours is something about
super mundane.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I met a woman in the store.
Hold on here.
She was with her husband, as you recall. Okay. And I told her she had a lovely voice.
Oh, that's it was her fascinating voice. Dream. It's phenomenal.
I know.
Mine was something about that's we were at someone else's house with our dogs, and Lily was being threatened by like animals in the forest or something like that. That's also She's just a little doggy.
Although, remember what the woman's name was?
No.
Story.
Story. That's right. You did tell me that. Her name was Story. It was a great name for a dream woman. Well, thank you, Gary, for that interesting story. I love it that you... you did stop telling me this because I did not know that what you exposed it as a hoax at the end. So you stopped telling me about this. When you started on that dog walk, you stopped almost immediately.
What I was telling you on the dog walk wasn't this story.
It was the Nicolas Cage dream.
Or yeah, it was the movie.
Is that not how they ended the movie?
It was before I'd even seen this.
How did they end the movie?
No, in the movie, it really happened.
Real. Okay.
Yeah, it was real. Well, it was happening to Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, no movie is going to have it be a hoax.
Yeah.
Be way too honest.
Yeah. And, you know, it went viral. It became a big phenomenon. He was on Good Morning America, and, you know, he became famous for it. And so, yeah.
But his name wasn't Mr. Jimmy?
No, I told you what his name was, Paul Matthews or something.
Yeah, but
like
his nickname.
No. I'm sure they called him something in the movie, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, thank you, Carrie.
You're
welcome. That's an interesting story.
Very interesting
I'm glad
story.
That seems better than The Science of Dreaming. I'm not going to lie.
I know. Those are the kind that I really like. Yeah, I knew you didn't like it. So as soon as I found this, I thought, I'm pivoting.
This is way, way more interesting. Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Until next time. Pleasant dreams. Dream about the weird guy. See ya.
Okay, bye.